Ladies and gentlemen, welcome wrestling fans worldwide to Knoxville and the Great Smoky Mountains for the Ron Fuller Tennessee Studcast.
6 feet 9 inches tall, 265 pounds.
This historic podcast from one of the most respected and successful wrestlers and promoters will follow the footsteps of the largest and oldest wrestling family on the planet.
The Tennessee Stud, Ron Fuller.
Through 93 years and four generations.
The Stud has arrived.
Old school or new fan, this unique broadcast will educate and captivate as Ron details decades of professional wrestling's growth with truly unforgettable stories.
I want those people out there at home to hear the Stud.
Sit back and enjoy the ride with the Tennessee Stud.
The Tennessee Stud. You will learn that name. You will remember it.
And now,
the Stud is here.
Please welcome your Studcast host of television and radio fame, Tony Basilio.
It's unbelievable. It has been 16 weeks of this. Tony Basilio welcoming you to another edition of your Studcast, the place where we celebrate the life and times of the Fuller Wrestling family. Ron Fuller himself is with me here on our Studcast. And Stud, as I said off the top, and rather excitedly so, it's an anniversary special. I can't believe we've been doing this for 16 weeks, man. 4 months of this.
I can't either, Tony. I mean, time has gone so fast. I think we love what we do. Hopefully fans talk about my passion when I'm telling stories. And your passion is just right there with mine. And as a team, I just love sitting down in this chair. I love saddling that horse up. And I love just laying that out there for people. And I just really, really, you know, I know you got surprises. I don't know what exactly is in store for me here today. I know that we're probably going to go in some unknown direction, but I know it's going to be good, and I know I'm going to enjoy it. And the 16 weeks, we're in its infancy. We're just getting rolling, and I just appreciate the thousands and thousands and thousands of fans, literally thousands, that are listening worldwide to this. And it's a pleasure and an honor to sit here and be able to tell my story.
Generally, Stud, the way the show works is you will tell me day before, we do this. This is what I intend to do. And I told you, Stud, for this one, you're going to sit back. And for once, you're going to let me set the agenda. And trying to think of ways. I got with the great Brian last, and we were trying to think of ways to throw you a curveball here, but yet celebrate 4 months of this. Because let's face it, there are a lot of podcasts that get off the ground in every genre. A lot of podcasts get off the ground. Very few, though, live to see that 16-week mark. And in this business, that's a pretty special time. That means that we're going to be in this for the long haul. And you'd mentioned earlier that we're independent. And I was telling a buddy of mine in the broadcasting field who had found the podcast, or the Studcast, rather, I had told a friend in the broadcasting field who had recently found the Studcast that, oh, sure, there are other folks that are making more money doing this. But, Stud, I doubt there are other folks that are having as much fun as we are so far in doing this, because the story that you tell through the eyes of your family resonates with people. It matters to people. It takes us back to a time where the sport treated its fans with respect, treated the workers with respect, treated the country with respect. And it makes people smile, Stud.
Well, I hope it does, and I think it does. And when we get the comments from people, which are absolutely phenomenal, it proves that it does. And people see this as not just a wrestling program in which one wrestler is going to talk to another. This is a chronological, historical, nobody does it. We are the only podcast of this kind in the wrestling industry. I'm proud to be a part of it. I'm proud to tell the story that's never been told of the first family of wrestling, the oldest and the biggest of all time. And it's my pleasure to have that opportunity. I just love it every time.
Stud, I'll tell you this right now. As we get things started today, and we're about to roll through a litany of stars here. And I mean a litany of stars. And you have no idea what's coming. But I'm going to give you a hint here. I'm going to give you a hint on our first one. This guy here, even when he tries to stay out of the news, finds his way into the news, he has never been shy. He has never been afraid to express himself. He's one of the great managers the sport has ever seen. He's one of the great talkers. He's one of the more interesting guys in the world with regards to, it doesn't matter what he's saying, Stud, you want to listen. Like you, he's a great storyteller, and he's just a really strange guy. Stud, who am I talking about here? Who could I be talking about? Any idea?
Oh, geez, man. You got to be talking. There's only one Jim Cornette. You know, all the things you said about him is absolutely true, but in the business that we are doing right here today with this broadcast, in the podcast world, he's a giant. He's up there with the biggest of the big. He's a phenomenal. I can't believe you're going to start out today with Jim Cornette. I mean, I hope you're not going to do this to me all afternoon, the rest of this show. You know, that's just wonderful, man. I love Jim Cornette. I can't wait to hear what he's got to say.
Let's go ahead without further ado and bring the great Jim Cornette into the Studcast. Hey, Jim, welcome into the Studcast. Both of you guys are legendary figures in this town where we do this podcast from. Jim, you remain a legendary figure. And of course, Ron Fuller, you are a legend in your own right. Both of you guys, what about Knoxville is special? And how did you guys meet? Was it here, Jim?
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm a legend in my own mind. Ron's a legend in his own right, but I'm a legend in my own mind. So it was a little bit of a difference. But no, actually, I don't know if Ron remembers the first time that we met was just briefly when I was just a fan at the Louisville Gardens. I with my little Instamatic camera before I was even a photographer. I was just running around there, and I'm sure Ron, you know, besides he was so much taller than I was back then, he probably couldn't see that far down to know it was me. But I believe, Ron, the first time that we met officially was back when they had the old Wrestling Fans International Association convention in 78. That was the first time I got to see Southeastern Wrestling live at the Coliseum. And you guys came out, and Les Thatcher, I think, hosted the banquet, if you remember, the awards banquet, where a bunch of the guys got some awards, and I'm sure you don't remember me from that either. And so it was probably not until we actually worked together on the K-Town SmackDown that we actually worked together in the wrestling business, was it? I think that would be it.
And I do remember that 1978 convention in Knoxville, and I remember you from that convention. I got an award in that convention. I think it might have been you that presented me with that award. If not, I remember meeting you at that convention in 1978 in Knoxville. But you're right. The first time we ever actually worked together in wrestling was at K-Town SmackDown event that I was holding in Knoxville in the summer of 2000. And there's a great story involved in that one, Jim. I don't know if you want to tell it, but boy, talk about a story. There's a great one there.
Well, it would be so long we would short the other folks on the program. But this is about the Studcast because you guys have really put together a great show. And Tony, I'm going to reference your question here in a second in a roundabout way as I usually do. The Studcast has been on the air 4 months now, and you are getting to tell some of the great stories, not only of Southeastern Wrestling, because I would not have ever instigated trying to start a territory in the 90s in Knoxville without having seen the incredible success of Southeastern Wrestling. It was a model territory. It was one of a kind at the time in the country in terms of the quality of life you could have and make some money too. But, you know, so it's all your fault, Ron, that everybody else has tried and failed to recreate that magic. But I'm so happy that your guys' podcast has come on the air now because, as Ron knows, I'm a big fan of all these old wrestling stories, the history of our business, our sport, our industry. And not only from around the world, but specifically in Tennessee, whether it be East Tennessee or West Tennessee. And the Fuller Welch family has invented it. It's like, you know, if you're a car fanatic and you get the chance to talk to the son of Henry Ford, you know, or whatever. So I love not only, you know, getting a chance to have you on my show where we do story time with the Tennessee Stud and you share some of them over there, but I'm glad to see that you guys' show has been growing by leaps and bounds.
One of the great ironies for me, too, having worked with you when you had Smoky Mountain here. I'd have you on my radio show. And, of course, I was a kid at the time. You'd come out and take over the program, probably as you would right now. I want to think that it was because I was a kid, but probably because I just appreciated you, what you were doing, the hard work you were putting into that. I've always had a great deal of respect for the industry. And then when this came across my lap, I mean, I just feel like a kid in a candy store hearing all these stories from the stud about his grandfather, about his father, about his peers, all that history. And it's just like a treasure trove getting to hear Ron unpack these stories. So, Jim, I'm glad that it's resonating with you. If it's resonating with you, that must mean that we're doing something right.
Well, and I'll tell you something else that's resonating with me. Ron, after Tony just said that, I think you ought to start charging him money to co-host your podcast. Because I believe he's willing to pay.
I tell you, I owe a lot to you, Jim. I want to thank you. Since you're on here, it gives me an opportunity to do it publicly. But you've really helped me in getting off the ground, and Tony both. We have worked hard, but you know, your exposure that you've allowed me to have on your program has just been phenomenal, and I love every opportunity to tell a story. But when I can tell it for a guy like you, it makes it that much better for me, Jim. And I just want to take this opportunity, because I may not get this again. You're the first, one of the first guests we've ever had on our program, and I want to take this opportunity to publicly thank you for what you've done, and you're trying to help us get off the ground. And it's just a pleasure dealing with you. You are one of the consummate professionals in this sport. Been there, done it all, and your results speak for themselves. You got one of the biggest and the best podcasts in all the world. And I want to get to where you are, Jim. That's what I want to do.
Ron, my headphones are expanding and exploding with all of that. No, I appreciate it, and I thank you because, and you know, we've talked, Brian Last, my co-host, and I have talked so often about how we love the opportunity, not just in these where you come on and tell stories with my show or I get to a chance to talk to you here, but just all of the people that are keeping an oral history of pro wrestling alive the way that it used to be. It's so fascinating. I was talking to, of all people, my banker, who doesn't have any history or idea of professional wrestling and is from Chicago, but was having a meeting with him, and we broke into some Sputnik Monroe stories. And by the time I got to the story about how Sputnik used to be able to go to Mexico and get the boots with the big and balls on the side of them, he was howling laughing. And he said, this is, you know, ought to be a TV series or of, you know, an ongoing series of some kind, because people like this don't exist. We, you know, just losing Lance Russell this week at the age of 91, and what he meant to the history of wrestling in Tennessee and the stories he could tell. You know, I like that we're all contributing to keeping stuff like this alive, where people can download it and hear at least about how it used to be.
Well, you know, that's what it's all about, Jim. And oddly enough, we just finished Sputnik. We talked about Memphis in the last three or four episodes, and it's great to talk about Sputnik. He was a true character in all of wrestling, in my opinion. And it's just been wonderful. I want to thank you, Jim.
Oh, please don't thank me anymore. I already feel like I ought to send you a check. I mean,
you don't owe me for it. You don't owe me for it. That's for darn sure. But I'll tell you this, you know, it's really great what you're doing and how you're helping us here. And we very much appreciate it. And it's a pleasure and an honor, man. It's a surprise to me. You know, I mean, Tony set this up for me, and I really don't know who all he's got for me today. But
Tony's a guy that will go behind your back. I'll tell you that. He really Tony, it's great to talk to you again too. Thank you for the help that you gave me in Smoky Mountain Wrestling, where because of the blueprint that Ron laid out, we were able to draw crowds bigger than WCW was drawing in the Atlanta Omni and in the 90s. It was because of the wrestling history and tradition that started with the Kazanas and then Southeastern was just so incredible. And Ron, if it hadn't been for you and that vacation you took where you said, this might be something I could get into, you know, we wouldn't have had a lot of great memories. So thank you guys.
Well, and Jim, also the way you presented the sport back then, I mean, I'll just never forget just being there. I mean, when I hear these guys and I hear Brian and some of his cohorts talk about the Smoky Mountain days, and I I know that I was there and in part saw some of the inside stuff as well as you allowed me to have access. I want to publicly thank you for that. Thank you for joining us today as well, Jim. It's always great catching up with you.
Hey, thank you, Tony. Anytime. And here's for 4 more years after the first 4 months. How's that for the Studcast?
Hey, thank you, my friend. Let's do
great.
That.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you very much, too. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Stud, I'll tell you what. When I put the feelers out here on our anniversary program, we don't get no's. Nobody is saying no. Up next, Stud, I'm going to give you a hint as to who we're going to talk to. If I was to say to you, a guy who honors wrestling history like no other, with a cast of characters unlike any other, a guy who has welcomed us into his family of podcasts, Stud, a guy who has taken us from a boy to a man as a wrestling podcast, who am I speaking of, Stud?
Can be only one. I just got the great Brian Last. Has to be.
The great Brian Last. Bow your head when you say his name. Hey, Bri, thanks for joining us on the anniversary special.
Surprise! Yes, it's great to be here. Congratulations, Stud, and you, Tony. We can't forget about you. This is tremendous, and I'm so happy to be a part of this show in any way that I am. I'm so happy that Ron's doing what he's doing. And I think it's so important to preserving wrestling history, preserving Southern wrestling history, too, if we want to be even more specific. You know, I think it's happening at a great time, too, because I've seen a reappreciation of Southeastern wrestling due to how much of the content's on YouTube, so people can see it and people want to know the story behind it, the story about the man that was behind Southeastern wrestling. And Ron shows up, and I remember the first time he was on Austin Idol Live. That was the first time I'd ever spoken to Ron. It was the first time I'd ever heard Ron really talk about the business. And right away, it was apparent that Ron is, I was going to say perhaps, but it really isn't perhaps. It is Ron is the best storyteller in wrestling, and his stories are all amazing. And then he was on the Jim Cornette Experience, and it was the same thing. And since that time, I've been really fortunate, and I've enjoyed working with Ron. I've enjoyed being friends with Ron. I've enjoyed working with you, Tony. And the only thing I'm disappointed in is I'm disappointed that right now people are at home listening to me ramble on instead of listening to the Stud talk about El Mongol or Sputnik Monroe or Andre the Giant. But it's a pleasure to be here. I rambled on long enough.
You know what? And here's the thing about Ron, and the reason we wanted to do this today is just to celebrate him and the fact that he's come out from the catacombs and beyond the shadows to step out in the limelight and say, hey, I'm going to share my story with you through my eyes, through my family's lineage. And what I get from you, Brian, when I listen to the 605, and we'll back up a month or so back, Ron had said, hey, the great Brian Last wants to take us under his wing as a way of saying this. Man, I was thrilled because I know that, and I'm not wanting to put you over here, but I'm going to. I know that you're somebody that celebrates the history of wrestling, and also that I could hear the first time Ron appeared with you, I could hear in your voice the sense of appreciation that you had and the level of respect that you had for him as well. So that really came through in his 605 appearance.
Absolutely. And that was one of my favorite segments that we've ever done, which was a segment looking at wrestling wars, because, of course, Ron has a rather unique perspective and experience dealing with what happened in Georgia, dealing with what happened to him in Knoxville, seeing what happened in Japan. So it's really a tremendous segment. And, you know, it's fortunate that while searching for a way to preserve and document wrestling history in this audio form, I ran into Ron, and I'm fortunate to say we've become friends. And I think he's a great guy, and I'm happy to be a part of this. And Ron, I know you're there listening, so just keep doing what you're doing. One last thing I do want to say here, Tony, I'm very happy to announce that Ron and I are going into business, and we're starting a hockey team, and it's going to be called the Chisels, and we're trying to find the town, maybe Chicago, the Chicago Chisels. So stay tuned. Minor league hockey team.
Yeah, what's the name of that team again?
The Chisels.
The Chisels, Ron. The Chisels.
I love it. I love it. There'll be a lot of juice, no doubt. No doubt.
There sure will.
Hey, Brian, before you go, I got to thank you, too. I mean, you have just been unbelievable for, as Tony has just said, you've brought us along, and you are just magnificent with our questions, and I'm like a baby, and you just keep changing my diaper, and you just keep getting me to the next level. I so appreciate it, Tony and I both, so much, and I love you. your podcast. I mean, the second person in a row that we've talked to here that has a huge podcast, one of the best in the world. And it's just a pleasure and an honor to be associated with Arcadian Vanguard and that company. And thank you so much for Tony and I both.
Really appreciate that. But like I said, it's my pleasure. I don't want this to become the Sammy Maudlin show where we just go back and forth thanking each other and talking about each other. But I really appreciate it, Ron. And you said you had someone else on before who also had a big pot. What was it? Was it Antonio Inoki?
I wish. Hey, you know, I haven't seen that boy in a long, long time. So, you know, don't know if I want to see him again, as a matter of fact.
I'm sure there's a great story behind that, and that's one of the great things about the Studcast. I'm sure that story, whatever that is, will eventually be on the Studcast.
Is Ron going to unveil who the Jungle Savage was at some point, do you think, Brian, in the middle of his story as we unpack his story?
Is he going to bring us
Yo Mamba? Is he going to take us inside of that?
Now, you see, now I feel bad because anyone who listens to this right now who doesn't listen to my show has no idea what you're talking about. No, I don't think Ron would be aware of the limited appearance of Yo Mamba the Jungle Savage in 1987. So, no, I do not think Ron will be solving that mystery.
It's great stuff, and I just wanted to pass a little homage along to you with the 605, and then also, again, taking us under your umbrella, and the numbers are exploding. And Stud, as we knew they would, and Brian had great faith in you, and my goal here, Brian, and you'll appreciate this, is just to get out of the way each week and facilitate a forum for Ron to flourish. And I hope we can do that here.
That's the key. Get out of the way. There's so many interviewers who just, you know, they interrupt, they talk over, they don't have good follow-ups, they're not listening, they don't have any institutional knowledge. Just get out of the way. You know, set someone up and know your information so that if you have to jump in and keep things moving, you can, but let them go. Ron's the best storyteller in wrestling. Can you imagine if it wasn't you, Tony, if it was someone else and they were interrupting him and they were asking questions all the time in the middle of the stories? It would kill it. You guys have been a great team, and I think that is something that should be celebrated too.
I think it's a great point too, Brian, and Tony is so great. Tony, this makes it so easy for me. Sometimes I get to rambling and I go 30, 40 minutes and I don't stop. And I'm wondering, you know, is he asleep or, you know, and then I find out he's on the internet and he's verifying the facts that I'm blowing out there. It's just a pleasure to work with Tony and pleasure to work with you, Brian. And thank you so much for coming on today. It's been a surprise for me and I just really appreciate it. Pleasure working with you.
I want to encourage folks on the way out, as I thank you as well. I want to encourage anybody that has not heard the 605 Super Podcast, do so. Do so. Please do so. You will not be disappointed. It is an absolute, every time it drops, it is an absolute pleasure. It never disappoints. And Bri, thanks again for taking us under your wing at Arcadian Vanguard, man.
No, it's thank you. We've all thanked each other in circles for the last 8 minutes. It's really remarkable radio here. It's thank you, guys. You guys are producing a special show, and quite frankly, it's my honor to be a part of it.
Ron, there's some serious love there between you guys. I love it. I feel love in the room here, man.
There is. It's here.
Hey, Bri, do your thing, man.
Send the check.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, guys. Listen, Thanks, if I don't talk to anyone before the weekend, have a great weekend. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Hey, you too, man. Thanks. Stud, I'll tell you what. You really know how to throw a party, man. I tell you, we put feelers out here on our anniversary show. And, Ron, we get turned down by nobody. I mean, we've got Hall of Famers in here. I've got a couple more Hall of Famers on deck. It's incredible the number of folks you know. Now, I want to kind of play guess with you here. Try to guess who this next guest is. Here in Knoxville, you guys have a legendary past with each other. And across the Southeast, and another tremendous wrestling family in his own right. Any guesses so far as to who I could be talking about?
Well, I'm not absolutely sure, but I know a couple of people that go pretty far back with, and there's not too many of them in the Hall of Fame, so I think you're maybe hinting that this next one is Bob Armstrong.
You better believe it. Bow your head when you say his name. Bob Armstrong, so nice of you to join us on our anniversary special here on the Studcast, and I hope you're doing well, my friend.
Well, for 78, yeah. Can't complain.
78 years young, and how are you getting along these days?
Well, I'm still wrestling on weekends. That'll tell you anything. Still working out three times a week and just trying to stay relevant.
What does Bob Armstrong mean to you, Stud?
Oh, geez. One of the greatest wrestlers I ever went in the ring with, and not just a wrestler, a tremendous guy. You know, I can't believe you're 78 years old, Bob. I think you're just making that up, man. I mean, I still see your body. You still got that 50-year-old body. You know, and I watched you wrestle not too long ago. I was like, how can you still do that? I mean, you are truly an amazing human. You know, we worked out together quite a bit back in the early 70s. You had me doing pullover press outs. You're the first person to ever taught me how to do that. And I owe so much to you, man. It's just amazing. And I love you like a brother. That's all I can say.
Well, right back at you, Ron. Those pullover press outs, some early Mr. Americas taught me how. Harry Johnson was the oldest Mr. America we ever had at 39 years old. And he told me, if you ever do any exercise, don't leave out pullover press out. So I've still got a picture of me and you and Robert, and we're looking pretty good back in Knoxville in the day.
When you first saw a young Tennessee Stud, what kind of worker was he? What kind of kid was he? What do you remember about him?
Well, Ron was a great wrestler always, but he was so tall it was hard for me. I was only about 6'1 or something like that, and him being 6'9 or 10, it was just hard on my shoulders. I always had to reach up even to lock up with him in the wrestling ring. It sometimes it'd take me a couple of days to get over it, and as tough as he was and me having to reach up, it was hard on a little fella like me.
Ron, was that something that you frequently faced in your career and that you towered over a lot of guys?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of wrestlers that are 6'9 or my height, but you get accustomed to it, you know. And Bob might have been a little bit shorter than I am, but he certainly didn't sacrifice in any other area of his ability. I mean, tremendously strong, fast-moving, a great, great athlete. And I don't know, man, you know, you pounded my midsection to make up for the fact that you couldn't get up to my head that often with some of those punches. And thank goodness that you couldn't, because you jacked my jaw way more than I could admit.
Well, I had to work on the midsection to bring you down to my size, Ron. That was my only weapon.
Well, that's a pretty good way of getting it done, because you certainly got me down there. You know, you did ring my bell quite a few times. And, you know, it's just a real pleasure, Bob, to hear your voice. You know, it's always a pleasure to hear your voice. You and I go back a long, long way, and we've had, I don't know how many trips we've had, and we've had our ups and downs more than any guy I've been around in wrestling in my life. You and I have been friends and mortal enemies. We've been back many times. I watched your family grow up. You watched my family grow up, and it's just been an honor and a pleasure to know you, man.
Well, I appreciate that, Ron. I wonder if you felt like that night in Knoxville that I broke that cane over your head and we got sued. You remember that?
What's the story, Ron? You had a cane broken over your head and you got sued. What's the story there?
Yeah, actually I did, and I definitely remember it. I'll never forget, you know, and that's when back in the day I had my stud stable and I had my top hat on, and I remember jumping up on the apron of the ring and I had my little cane that I took with time, and somehow I dropped the cane and Bob got his hands on it and he cracked me upside the head with that cane. And I don't remember too much after that. I remember being on the floor when they came and got me. But, you know, I owe you a whole bunch of blows. As a matter of fact, probably if we started recounting, you know, we could probably get into all types of arguments. You know, I mean, I could have been world heavyweight champion if it hadn't been for you. I could look at it that way, too. But I think we both put a lot of that behind us. And it's just,
when you get older, Ron, being
a Hall of Famer, and you certainly deserve it.
Well, thank you so much. When you get older, Ron, you just appreciate that great competition. You know, while you're going through it, you say, to hell with him, I'm going to try to kill him. But then when you get older, you realize if it hadn't been for people like you and the fights you gave me, we wouldn't be as prominent as we are now. I get letters from all over the states. I got one the other day from Germany, and he had watched some match between me and you, I guess on YouTube, and wanted my autograph because of the match with you. So it's amazing today how much how small our world has gotten, and how many people watch us wrestle from back in the day. It's just truly amazing to me.
Yeah, it really is. We got some people on this program already, fans of ours, or the Studcast fans that have written from Australia and from different countries all over. It's pretty amazing all over the world. Our sport is worldwide, and you don't recognize it and realize it until the internet pushes those old videos out there, and the people still love it. They've always loved it. I think they always will. We have the greatest fans on the face of the earth, the wrestling fans. We're very honored. I'm honored, and I'm sure you are too, by the fact that they still know who we are and they still appreciate what we did.
Yes, it is. It is an honor, and it's good to hear from them. I get the letters, and they'll specify certain matches that we had, and they'll bring back memories that I hadn't thought of in years, and it's just a pleasure to hear from fans. So you're right. It's worldwide now. In fact, my oldest son, Scott, just got back from a match in China where they drew over $400,000 in China. I could not believe it. Wrestling right now is worldwide, and we're a part of it, Ron, and I appreciate all the matches with you. You gave me all you had, and you know I gave you all I had. So it was really a pleasure, and I look back at those memories. I come back, and I've got a room upstairs, and I'll go up and just sit there sometime and think of the memories between you and your family and me and mine, and it's just a pleasure.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. It's an honor, man, a surprise. It's a great one that you got here for me, Tony, obviously, and thank you so much for being with us today. And good luck to you, and I expect to see you in the ring another 20 years from now.
Well, don't be surprised if you don't, brother, and good luck to you, and I love you, and I'll see you down the road.
Bob, the only thing that make this surprise better is if you could attack him right now and hit him with a cane right now once again. Old time's sake.
Well, I don't want Ron to ever forget that I'm still bad to the bone.
Bob Armstrong, thank you, my man.
You're mighty welcome.
What a pleasant surprise stud it was hearing from that guy. That is just terrific.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what a wonderful guy he is. He's a one of a kind. And I'm so proud of him and so happy for him to have made it to the Hall of Fame, the WWE Hall of Fame, and lots of other Hall of Fames. It's not just that one. Many, many Hall of Fames. And he certainly deserves the honor. He has a legacy of young wrestlers behind him, his sons, that were all very, very good, right from Brad all the way through into Steve and Brian, Scott. I mean, he is a wonderful human being, and he is a credit to America and a credit to what people should be and what a man should be.
You believe what we are 16 weeks into this?
It's amazing. It's truly amazing. We are just, you know, this being our 17th episode, I just like, wow, it's really phenomenal. It's humbling. Just like Bob was saying there, it's humbling when you get someone from Germany or someone from a country outside the United States. You expect to be recognized in the country in which you wrestled your entire career. But when you start to be recognized worldwide, it's really a humbling experience. And certainly this Studcast and what it's done and what it is doing, the numbers that it's doing, it just humbles the heck out of me. I'm just honored to be sitting in the chair here.
Stud, they all want to get in here. We go from Hall of Famers. I'm going to give you another Hall of Famer right now, Stud. Might not be in your business per se, but he's a Hall of Fame voice in my business. I call him the Golden Pipe, Stud. Who could I possibly be talking about? Who could I possibly be talking about?
Well, if he has that real deep voice like it's coming from somebody else, you know, you can't. I only have one guess. I mean, that's got to be our boy Dave Summers from down there in Dothan that does our intros and does our exits out and,
yep,
and kind of the voice of our program.
Yes, he is.
And I assume that's who we're going to talk to. We have not ever had Dave on the show, actually on the show, and what a great choice, man. What's Dave got to say?
Dave, I would kill for pipes like yours as I welcome you two to the Studcast for the very first time. It is great to have you on. And listen, man, 4 months of doing this, it would not be possible without your tremendous contributions. Thank you, my man.
Oh, you're very kind. I appreciate that. It's an honor. And I got to say, Ron and I have become great friends over time. And when he offered me this opportunity, I was just like, are you kidding me? Absolutely, I want to be a part of this. So I got to tell you, it's a blast every time I get to sit down and edit some of these shows. And then absolutely, you know, to be able to use my voice on these shows. And I am learning a tremendous, I thought I knew about wrestling. No way. No way. And you, Tony, you do a tremendous job keeping this thing up and going, keeping Ron on track. Because I know Ron has a tendency to jump around. He's got a lot of stories to tell, but you keep him on track and you do a tremendous job.
You know, I feel like a guy who is a kid in a candy store because you never know where Stud's going to go. But one thing about you, Stud, that I love, and Dave's right about this, as we visit with Dave Summers, who's the voice of the Studcast. He's the guy that you hear saying to you, "Ride like the Stud." But you never know where the Stud's going when he gets on that horse, Dave. You never know.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you, and I edit the program, so I get to listen to every word of every show. And I thought, you know, I'm a wrestling fan, and I don't know how much I'm going to get into this. But I told Ron several weeks back, the more I listen, it's like the more he hooks me with these stories. There are so many stories. And growing up in Dothan, Alabama, which Ron will tell you really was a huge hotbed of wrestling, as a kid, I didn't know there was wrestling all over the Southeast. I thought Dothan was it, and Dothan was absolutely huge. That was one of our only resources for entertainment on a Friday or a Saturday night at the legendary Houston County Farm Center, where Ron wrestled so many times. So to learn these stories and pick up on the things that Ron is talking about on a weekly basis is like, wow, I want to know more. Well, I get to hear every word because I do the editing on a show. And so I told Ryan, he's hooking me with every show, and it's chronological. I understand that. But I'm telling you, I cannot wait until he gets up to the 70s and the latter part of the 70s and into the 80s and the stories about Dothan, Alabama and the Houston County Farm Center. That is going to be epic.
Here's the thing I love about the format of what we do. You know, he's doing this chronological thing. And then we take these great questions from listeners, and it kind of reminds me of Jim Cornette's Drive-Thru, which is another Arcadian Vanguard product, and whereby then the fan who listens gets to set the agenda. And so chronologically, we're making our way, and you know that sweet spot's coming. But at the same time, the Stud is there, and he's doing his thing, and folks jump us around. And the Stud's always got great, interesting information and great, interesting stories.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you, I've told Ron, and in the Houston County Farm Center, and I know I'm talking about my own hometown, but I have seen some legendary matches in the Farm Center. As a kid, I've seen Harley Race. I've seen the American Dream Dusty Rhodes. I've seen Ric Flair. I've seen Andre the Giant. I've seen the Tennessee Stud, Ron Fuller. And he's wrestled a lot of an epic match that you've probably seen on YouTube with Ric Flair and the Tennessee Stud, and the Bullet Bob Armstrong is the official for the match. And so it's incredible what's happened in this area. And these stories that he's coming up with, again, I'm telling you, I'm juiced about this because I learn more every time I sit down to help edit one of these shows. And it's like, man, I can't wait to get the next one in and start working on that. So when he gets up to the 70s and 80s, that is going to be absolutely huge.
Stud, you've sat there for like 5 minutes. You're letting us just go crazy, go off on you. I mean, we're putting you over like $1 million right now, Stud. Come on, say something here.
Hey, you can get in a word in edgewise. I want to just thank Dave. You know, Dave's got a very busy schedule. He is really in demand in the part of the country where he lives. And I appreciate this, Dave. This is another surprise for me. I didn't know you were going to actually be on here today. This is wonderful. You deserve it. You are the man. I agree with Tony. You do a tremendous job for us. You set the stage every time that bell rings at the beginning of the podcast. And the Studcast, it's your voice that gets people primed and ready for what we are going to give them. And thank you so much, Dave, for taking this time. I really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you. I'll be down in your part of the country again real soon, and I'm going to pat you on the back then, man.
I'll tell you this, Dave, one other thing before, as we now turn this and turn the attention toward you, where it deserves to be today. When Ron first played the intro to me, we did not have to ask you to go back and redo it, because the first thing that you did let me know how much you love the sport of wrestling and how much you got exactly what we were trying to do with the Studcast, because those intros were perfect. They were perfect, Stud. We could not have done them if we were to draft any better, I mean, one take is what David Summers did. He knocked him out of the ballpark.
Yeah, and before he has anything to say about it, actually, you know, he was sent a script, basically, and he took it upon himself to go back and do the research and find an interview. He took that, what would have been our intro, and just doubled it in impact by what he added to it. So that's just it's a tribute to you, Dave. You are the man, and we appreciate it because, like I say, every time that bell rings ding, ding, ding at the beginning of the Studcast, you set the tone before Tony or I say a single word.
Hey, you're very kind, and Tony, you're very kind as well. But listen, I can't believe that I get to tell people I'm friends with Ron Fuller, the Tennessee Stud. But, you know, when you sent that first script, the thing I went back to was I went to YouTube, and I found your introduction to the Dothan Market in an interview with Charlie Platt. And it was the first time anybody in our area had seen this gigantic, with a cowboy hat of a man, 6'9", 260 pounds. To me, that was just an automatic. That introduction to the Dothan Market just seemed a natural to cut up parts and pieces and include that in the intro. And to me, it set the stage for the man that I know. Now, it's not the Ron Fuller today, but it was certainly the Ron Fuller of the late 70s, who was an absolutely incredible personality in this market.
Hey, thanks, David. Thanks for being here, man. Thanks once again for stopping by on the Studcast and surprising the Stud.
Glad to do it. It's an honor again, and I'm proud to know you, Tony, and proud to be a friend of Ron Fuller.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, bud.
Hey, thanks, David. We'll catch up with you, man. Thanks, buddy.
You got it. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it a lot.
Stud, nobody turns you down. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, producing this special edition of the Studcast, we celebrate 16 weeks on the air, 4 months. And let me tell you something. In the world of wrestling podcasts, that is a long time, Stud. And here's the truth. We've just scratched the surface. I mean, we've only begun to scratch the surface because there's so much more of the story yet to tell.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've not gotten through my dad yet. I can't wait to get to me, Rob, and Jimmy's generation and take this thing into the 70s and the 80s, the golden era, I call it. You know, this has just been amazing to me. I don't know what else you got for me, Tony, but you're really making this quite an event for me, man. And so I assume you got somebody else here, right?
Well, I'm going to give you two hints. Boston and a giant in the world of podcasting himself these days after a great wrestling career. What do you think, Stud?
Well, I only know one Boston guy, and that's got to be Kevin Sullivan. I can't think of anybody else from Boston that I would throw in there other than Kevin Sullivan.
Kev, welcome in, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Tony. And Ronald, congratulations. Tony, I want to say something, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I work for Ronald's grandfather, I work for Ronald's dad, and I work for Ronald himself. Ronald was the most honest promoter in the history of the wrestling business. Ronald, I did an angle one time with my dad. Ronald gave my dad a better payoff than me, and Ronald always was a first-class individual. And the only thing is, I'm going to change one story that he's told about the chisel, okay? You know the famous chisel he talked about, the Ron Wright chisel?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, he's got it almost 100% right, but I'm going to tell you the story. I was lucky enough, I'm sure Ronald's talked about Whitey Caldwell. Whitey Caldwell was Ron Wright's nemesis, and when I was young and I was in the territory, Ronald and I and Robert started about the same time. I was working for his grandfather in 71. They sent me to Knoxville, and they teamed me up with Whitey, which was a huge break for me. So when I get the break, the first night we work in the tag match, they're all bleeding, and I'm not. So the next week, I come up there, and Ron Wright's in the dress room. It was one of the few dress rooms in Tennessee where we were all dressed together. And he pulls out this brass knuckles with a chisel on, and he starts sharpening it with his file. I said, my accent was worse then. And Ron Wright had that East Tennessee accent. We're going to give you an old East Tennessee dog whipping, you know? I said, what is that? He says, oh, it's the chisel. I said, what do you think you're going to do with the chisel? He says, everybody up here gets hit with the chisel. Back then, I was a little naive and stupid and lack for brains. I said, you ain't hit me with that chisel, or we're going to have a problem, my man. He said, everybody gets hit. Chisel. I said, it ain't going to happen to me. He said, okay, you do it the other way. So we're in a chain match. I'm chained to his brother, Donnie. Whitey's chained to Ron. During the match, Donnie flying mares me, but he puts my head against his thigh, so I can't move. Ron reached in and pulled that chisel out. It looked like one of those cartoon things where the chisel went, wow, wow, wow. He ran back and hit me so hard, I thought he blinded me. Instantaneously, the blood was in my boots, and it was so thick. Ron can tell you when you bleed like that, it coagulates real quick. I pulled the blood out of my eyes, and I said, these guys are trying to kill me. These guys are trying to kill me because I'm a Yankee. So I had knocked. Then Don took a bump into the corner after I got the blast from Ron. I grabbed that chain and wrapped it around me. I said, they're going to try to kill me. I got to do something to defend myself. I was running full blast, and Donnie was in the corner, and I hit him, and I split his nose and his left eye, and I probably gave him 8 stitches. And I reached back to punch him, and he said, that a way, boy. That's how we like it up here, lady. I took the chain off. I threw it to the ground, said, you guys, too much for me. You win. And I left the ring. And Ron Wright was howling. Donnie Wright was howling. And Whitey, God bless his soul, was chuckling. I mean, there was no characters like the Wrights and the Ronald ran two wonderful territories. I was lucky enough to work for Ronald in Knoxville for quite a long time. And then I was lucky enough to go to Pensacola. Everywhere Ronald went, he drew money, and he was very fair to the guy. It was always a pleasure, Ronald. And I'm glad to see that you're doing the same thing in the podcast world, because 16 weeks is a great achievement. And I know you're going to be on for 1,016 weeks.
Well, thank you so much, Kev. I mean, that's really, I love the Ron Wright story, obviously. And you're right, I didn't have it quite right. I did not know about the chain part of it. And I didn't know that you got Donnie, too. I'm not surprised you got him, man. You got a lot of feistiness in you. And I don't know if that's coming from Boston or where it's from exactly, but it's just great. It's great to have another surprise, Tony. I mean, you're really outdoing yourself here. You just got great people here for me all day long. It's phenomenal. And you too, Kevin, have in the podcast world, you've been there a long, long time. 14 weeks is nothing compared to where you are at this point. And you with the MSL network, the radio network, and you and him have just a phenomenal product. And I'm thanking you from the bottom of my heart, man, for coming on our show here today. It's just been a wonderful experience for me, and it's great to hear your voice.
Thank you, Ronald, and you're the best. And Tony, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, Kevin, as soon as I approached you, you said, oh, anything. You said, anything I can do. You know, I really got that level of respect that you have for the stud in our interaction as well.
Well, I mean, he's a third generation. I mean, they talk about the Samoans. I mean, let's face it. His family was in the wrestling business in the 1800s. I mean, this is a dynasty. This is the original dynasty. And I got treated very good by his father. His father actually gave me my break to come into an NWA territory. I had been working some opposition little groups, and I had just started, and I had been in the business 6 months, and his father, somebody saw me, and his father said, hey, have the kid come to Atlanta, and they gave me a match. And the rest is history, and Ronald I and Robert and Jimmy also's lives have intertwined in different territories. I was Robert's partner for a year. I wrestled against or with Ronald on a few occasions in Knoxville and Pensacola, and it's just amazing what that family has done and what they will continue to do.
What a wonderful appearance, man. Thank you so much, Kevin, and continue best wishes to you, my friend.
Thank you. Same for everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my man. Stud, they love you. It's unreal how much not one person that we approached even hesitated. And these are busy people. These are all busy people that we've had on our anniversary edition of the Studcast.
Yeah, it's an amazing lineup. I mean, you guys have just, you and Dave have just thrown me a real curve here today. It's been fabulous. It's just it's a real great experience to have people that you have dealt with and done business with and been friends with to come on and to speak so highly. You know, it's a humbling experience. I say that word a lot, but this one is really, truly a humbling experience because everybody has just been fabulous to come and do this, and I can't thank them all enough. It's just been a great experience for me.
And we're getting ready, Stud, to start a new phase here as we enter next week, and I know there are tons of great things planned. We're going to have an exciting run here.
Oh, yeah. We're just getting started, Tony. I mean, you know, and I kind of think he said it. I think somebody else earlier said it as well. You know, I think Dave mentioned it, you know, that things, we're not gotten to the real meat of the matter, so to speak, coming from the horse's mouth. I mean, the story is yet to be told. And we've got tremendous audience and tremendous numbers. It's phenomenal. The people that are listening worldwide. And we've not gotten to the 70s and the 80s. I haven't put on a pair of tights in this chronological event yet. Neither has Rob nor Jimmy. We've got a third generation here that's about to crank up, and it just gets bigger and better from there. Stories get bigger and better as well.
Going to be some really exciting things coming down the pike, Stud. Here on the way out, I just want to thank you for allowing us to throw some curveballs at you today, man. I mean, today you've gotten hit over the head with a cane today. You tried to get Jim Cornette to tell the story about when he ran down the promoter. He wasn't going for that, though. You tried to get him to go there.
You know, we've had, Brian Last, the great Brian Last, and that 605 podcast, which is one of the absolute best there is, and all of his hooking us up with Vanguard is just phenomenal. Arcadian Vanguard is distributing our product, and we're not owned by anyone. We're independently owned, and it's just phenomenal. I mean, you got Bob Armstrong, who comes on here today. I mean, Jason, I have no more history with any one wrestler in all the world than Bob Armstrong, certainly. Nowhere near, probably. And Dave's on here today. I mean, this has just been a phenomenal experience, Tony. And I just hope the fans out there have enjoyed it half as much as I have. It's been great.
For the Tennessee Stud, Ron Fuller, Tony Basilio, wishing you a Tennessee Stud Day and a Tennessee Stud Week. Thanks for being with us on another action-packed edition here on your Studcast.
Thanks for joining us today for this historic Studcast. The true story continues next week. So full Nelson your friends and point them in our direction for another ride with the Tennessee Stud.
One, two, three.
This is David Summers saying so long from the Great Smoky Mountains. This Studcast is distributed by Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.